We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Kits and Wagers. I am Adam Zadroik, joined by Chris Owen. We're back after 2 weeks off, or 1 week off, I guess. Premier League's back. We got seven matches this weekend. Chris, are you refreshed at all? We've had two sets of Champions League slates over the past two weeks since we had a show about the Premier League. Are you refreshed and ready for, you know, just before the international break here?
I would say I'm semi-refreshed. Last week obviously postponed because of the Queen passing away. And it was Thursday, you and I were chatting. I was like, all right, are we going to do this podcast? Are we not? Do I have to write an article? Do I not? And, you know, turns out it didn't. So it was nice to get a little bit of break. But I will say I was pretty fired up to go to the pub on Saturday morning and watch Tottenham, Manchester City. Because I just remember last fall, that game, I think it was last spring, Tottenham ended up winning that one 3-2, and it was a great game, you know, awesome atmosphere. And, yeah, so I was kind of looking forward to that. But, you know, all in all, we had the NFL return. So, I got my sports watching fix on Sunday, I should say. But we're back this week. We're going to be, you know, we're missing three matches here. So there's only seven to pick from. And namely, we're going to miss that Chelsea-Liverpool match, which was probably going to be the marquee match of the weekend. But so 2 weekends in a row, we're without what I would call the marquee matchup, which is unfortunate. But we still have three games that we're going to discuss and then a parlay. So, you know, it's good to be back. And then also what I thought was noteworthy in the soccer world, at least today, was that Nike dropped all of their kits for the World Cup. And this is Kits and Wagers. So, you know, it would be a regret of mine if we didn't at least like give that a reference or a mention. I saw there's been a ton of chatter about the U.S. men's national team kits for the upcoming World Cup. And yeah, I mean, the white one, the home one looks pretty white bread. It's a little Wonder Bread-ish. You know, it's white. It's got like there's nothing much to it.
But have you seen the PSG, the training kit?
No, is it like that kind of like old school 80s like training? I don't know. If I saw a jacket like that recently, but I don't know if I've seen the training kit.
Okay. I'll send it to you. It looks just like the USA white kit.
Okay.
Both but Nike.
Classically. Well, aren't they Jordan brand? Isn't PSG Jordan brand? But yeah, and then the away kit for the US men's national team. Honestly, like people hate the home one, whatever, it's fine. It doesn't matter. Once we see, you know, an attack of like Brendan Aaronson, Gio Reyna, Christian Pulisic, Josh Sargent out there, we won't care anymore. You know, like Twitter's first reaction is always like, oh, this sucks, you know, which is unfortunate. Yeah, it's not the coolest kit, but the away ones are, it's okay. You know, there's like a kind of like tie-dye looking-ish type of thing. So I'm not too mad at the away one, but I will say I think the Portugal kit was brutal. It looks like an old school, like football club kind of emblem. It's just like a parallel line kind of, not a parallel line, but basically like, looks like it might be like a house on Game of Thrones type of thing. So I don't know. Those are my hot takes on the kits, on the recent Nike kits, but otherwise thought there were some cool ones out there and excited about them in general.
Yeah. I saw the Canada's not even getting a new kit or something. They got like their kit from whatever, however many years ago.
They just have like a plain white one and a plain red one.
Yeah. I mean, like, whatever.
Can we get like a, some, like a, you know, maple leaf design on that thing? Or, you know, maybe some, you got like a little water, you got little mountains, you got a, you know, whatever. Cause, you know, Canada's got some really cool geologic features. It's like, why don't you just build off that? But I don't know.
Yeah. That's a, that might be going too far. Water, land, mountain.
All right, but like you can do it in a subtle way. I'm by no means a designer, but I think I see, you know when there's something cool out there, and some ideas are worth pursuing. So, anyways,
Curse is, I think he's only hours from the Canadian border, so you know that's,
I'm like three.
Okay, there you go. So
two and a half. That's
where this is coming from, but
yeah,
but yeah, this is Premier League Game Week 8. We're getting into Premier League here. If you're watching YouTube, Twitter. Got the cheat sheet up. We got 7 matches, 14 teams. Unsurprisingly, Manchester City are the biggest favorite. Away to Wolverhampton, Haaland has minus 160 odds to score. And that's actually not as high as it's been. He's been in Premier League, it's been like minus 300, I feel like. He was minus 190 against Dortmund on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah. So, I thought it was like 220 the week before too against Sevilla, I think, or was it Sevilla?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, he's like 160. Honestly, the way he's playing.
Yeah, it's pretty low actually. But
yeah,
we're not talking about that match. We're talking about some other ones. We got this massive matchup on Friday between recently promoted clubs of Nottingham Forest against Fulham. Nottingham Forest are at home. And looks like these odds have gone in Fulham's favor somewhat. They've been up and down a little bit, just looking at the line movement. But we have Fulham are favored away from home to win plus 155. Nottingham Forest are plus 180. The draw is plus 240. And then the over 2.5 goals minus 110. Under 2.5 goals minus 110. So it's sitting right there. Yeah, I looked at last season's results. The away team won both times last season, but pretty different teams, I guess, from last season, but you still have the same managers. So I guess that kind of has to go into something here. But again, a lot of these matches we're talking about, these teams have basically had 2 weeks off. So 2 weeks off, well-rested. Should be a pretty interesting game, though. What do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah, great. Big time matchup for both these clubs. You know, they're both likely going to be fighting for that relegation spot. So, you know, I would definitely expect them to come out firing, especially after a fair bit of time off. And both teams coming off a loss. Fulham lost last time out 2-1 to Tottenham, and Nottingham Forest. I think hadn't they gone up 2-0 on Bournemouth or something? Like they were up and then they ended up losing 3-2. So, yeah, both teams coming off a loss. And unfortunately, Nottingham is coming off 3 straight losses. They lost prior to that loss to Bournemouth. It was 6-0 against Manchester City and 2-0 against Tottenham. So they get a little bit of a back-to-back matches where they face like top 6 sides, and then they get the two newly promoted teams. So I think the thing to note here is that, you know, over the past 3 matches for Fulham, each match has been 2-1. They lost 1 and 1-1 over Brighton. Meanwhile, Nottingham, they lost, as I mentioned, 3-2 and 6-0 to Manchester City. So collectively, you know, they're both, you know, together, they're working on 5 straight matches over 2.5 goals. The way it's worked for Fulham too is they've been in a lot of matches where there's been over 2.5 goals. I think the only match was a matchup where it was 0-0 against Wolves, if I'm correct. And then, you know, Nottingham obviously have been in a couple matches where it's been over 2.5 goals. So for me, you know, you get the same odds whether you go over or under 2.5. I'm going to take the over for the reasons I just listed. I think that neither team has been particularly good defensively. And I think, you know, Fulham's got a fair bit of firepower. And so, I mean, given all the investments that Nottingham has made too, I think that we see this match go over 2.5 goals. You get that at minus 110. So that's what I like in this match. Kind of go either way, I think, but that's where I'm at.
Okay. I'm still upset. You mentioned that the last time Forest played, they lost that game against Bournemouth. I don't know what you remember from it, but they dominated in the first half. They're up 2-0. And then in the second half, I don't know what happened. They got dominated by Bournemouth at home. and they lost 3-2. I'm upset about it because I had, you know, multiple plays on that. I went on SiriusXM FC a couple days before that week, and I gave out Nottingham Forest money line to win, and, you know, just making me look bad. So I'm just not happy with Nottingham Forest right now, but I'm actually going kind of a different route than you. I actually think Fulham's back line is pretty good. I am kind of worried that Anthony Robinson probably isn't going to play. We'll see who starts. Could be Levan Kurzawa. He's from PSG. Or it could be Kevin Mbabu, who's played a little bit off the bench for him this season. A couple guys I recently picked up. So that'll be something to look out for. But I think Fulham's back line is actually pretty solid. I mean, you look at their previous away matches. You mentioned the one at Wolves. They held Wolves scoreless early in the season. But, I mean, there are other ones, really. I mean, they lost 2-1 at Tottenham. It wasn't like they got absolutely dominated in that match. And they actually went up 1-0 at Arsenal. And Arsenal really won that match after, you know, just hammering it on for the final 20 minutes of that one. So I think they've actually been pretty good defensively since Bern Leno came into net. So I'm kind of leaning on that side. I think it's going to be a little more defensive than some people think, and I guess than you think. But
specifically me. Yeah.
Fulham allowed one goal in this matchup in two matchups last season, so I'm kind of riding that, and I just don't believe in this Nottingham Forest attack. You know, it's just I don't know. I'm still upset with them. It's kind of what it's coming to, and I just think it's going to be a little tighter than you think. So I'm going no on both teams to score, and that's plus 125. So a couple different routes here.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, we're kind of going opposite directions here. Adam's record right now speaking for itself. So if the smart money would be to go no on both teams to score. However,
it could go.
They could arguably both hit, and that would be, you know, fantastic for both of us. But yeah, that's interesting. It's just like, you know, Nottingham is just so like pieced together that there's no like continuity. Fulham, on the other hand, you know, they're gonna have to put somebody out there. Is it left back for Jedi Robinson? So it should be interesting either way. But yeah,
I just don't know what to make of Nottingham Forest after what happened against Bournemouth. It's just it's a really hard game here, especially after 2 weeks out. So I mean, we could see some rotation as well. I mean, we know they've had 20 signings. So, you know, it's been 2 weeks. So Steve Cooper could decide through training that, okay, actually I'm going to switch up my entire starting 11, something like that. I mean, it's not going to happen, but it's possible because they signed so many players. I mean, I think since we last talked, they actually signed Serge Aurier. The wing back that used to play at Tottenham. So like they have another one. They have another player who's going to back up Nico Williams, I guess. But I guess he doesn't have his visa yet, so he might not be eligible. But it's just like they just keep adding guys, and I don't know when they're going to play, but they have a ton of guys. So
it's not like they're in like the Champions League, you know, where right. They need like big squad depth or something like that. Or yeah, it's been like specifically in like season long fantasy formats when you're like, oh yeah, like let me pick up Harry Toffolo or Toffolo. You know, like he's going to get a ton of minutes at wing back, and then boom, new wing back. Like, right. You know, like they're like, okay, I actually don't know who to take besides like Nico Williams on that team. So yeah.
Yeah. They signed Toffolo before the season. So he started the first three or so matches, and then it's like, actually let's get Renan Lodi for some reason. Right. And then now he's going to be our starter. So Toffolo, we told you, you're going to be a regular in our team. Actually, you're not good enough. Even though you signed a contract, but you're not going to play anymore because we got someone new. And that's what they did at every position almost now. So
yeah, they picked, 20 players when it was all said and done. So yeah,
it's crazy. It's kind of crazy. But all right, next match here. What are we talking about? I don't know if it is the biggest match. Leicester are sitting bottom of the table right now, but we got Tottenham home against Leicester. And the odds haven't really changed much, I guess. There hasn't been anything that's happened in the past 10 days, 2 weeks to where these odds would change. So all these odds are pretty similar from the past 10 days. But we got Tottenham at home. They're minus 210 to win. Leicester City are plus 550. And the draw is plus 360. And then unsurprisingly, there's expected to be goals in this match. You got over 2.5 goals is minus 170. If you want over 3.5, it's plus 145. under 2.5 goals, plus 135. What do you think Leicester are going to do here? I think there's a chance like Daniel Iverson starts in net for him because Danny Ward just has not looked very good. There's a chance their new signing, Woutface. He's not Dutch.
They
released a video of him pronouncing his name, but that was 2 weeks ago, so I forget. I think it's like Woutface or something like that, but he might start. They just haven't looked very good. Last time out, they gave up 5 goals against Brighton. They were terrible. So you think Tottenham are going to run this one, but they lost 2-0 at Sporting Lisbon on Tuesday. So you think this is a bounce back spot for Tottenham?
I don't know this could be a bounce back for either team here, considering what's happened recently. Funny enough, when I started looking at these matches, I was like, okay, Leicester are just terrible defensively. Let's see what the over-under is. And then to look and see that the over 2.5 is like minus 180, I think. You got to go all the way to the 3.5. And even then, you're not getting that great of odds. So I kind of just like skipped that over and was like, what can we get here? And just, you know, I tried to find something that included goals being scored in the match, because I don't expect this to be like a 1-1 or a 0-0 or whatnot. So I ended up going both teams to score, no draw, at plus 135. So you're getting some decent odds there. But I still think, just given the things that have happened with Leicester this season, they haven't been able to stop anybody really. And the fact that, you know, Tottenham have been pretty good. They did get shut out against Sporting Lisbon, but, you know, Sporting Lisbon a much stronger side than Leicester City right now. So I figured, you know, I think Tottenham wins this, and both teams score. Hence the no draw here. So I think that's what I would go with this one. And it looks like you're kind of thinking along the same lines too.
This is a public bet for me. I don't like this one a ton, because this is what, you know, the public loves, just hammering favorites, especially like in this spot, Tottenham home. And I don't like the way Tottenham are playing. They haven't been in a lot of matches this season to where they're going to beat a team by 2 goals. I think you or I took them like minus 1.5 against Wolves earlier this season. That one ended up 1-0. I mean, it just really hasn't been that great of a start for Tottenham, even though, you know, the losses aren't there. It seems like a lot of their results are pretty sketchy. Like, you look at that Marseille one before the Sporting Lisbon loss, and, you know, they were getting outplayed in the first half. Then Marseille got the red card, and then Tottenham got 2 late goals. So they haven't been playing really well, but this is more of a bet against Leicester. It's been 2 weeks, so there's some worry that, okay, maybe, you know, they use these 2 weeks, they figured it out, but it's just hard to bet on Leicester with the way they're playing right now. Brendan Rodgers, we'll see what happens with him this season, but I mean, he already made comments a few weeks ago about not adding new players, and, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But it's just hard to bet Leicester right now, given how they've looked. They turned to Ndidi on the back line in the last couple matches, hasn't really worked. So, and that's hurt their midfield. They just look like a mess. So
they got to play Ndidi not at center back. I don't mean, I'm by no means as qualified as Brendan Rodgers to make this call, but like, Ndidi is one of the, him and N'Golo Kante, you know, Fabinho, some of the best holding midfielders in the Premier League. So to see him like back off and play center back, it's just like, it feels like a waste of his talent, and like his specific talent of breaking up play, which has obviously been a big concern for Leicester. So I think, you know, their biggest feat this season was keeping Tielemans and James Maddison for the record. But like, they lost Fofana. They're kind of just such a mess in the back line. It's like, maybe put an actual center back there, and then let your holding midfielder do his job.
That's why I think Face is going to start. Whatever you want to call this guy, Wout. That's why I think Wout's going to start.
If he's Dutch, it's Wout. But I don't think
he is.
All right, let's get a quick look here. Wout Face.
Yeah,
he's Belgian. So I mean, it could be, isn't Frankish like like Belgian.
I'll find the video of him pronouncing his name. I could have sworn he pronounced the W, but okay.
I think that this is the minus 1.5 is semi dangerous, but just, you know,
I'm just going Leicester with just like
so many dangles. It's
Leicester have been so bad in the back that I just think that Kane, Son, Kulusevski, Richarlison. Like, I think those guys are going to just cause havoc for just this back line, this defense that just is not playing well together. They're giving up such easy goals in every game, and that just screams like Kane and company are going to get multiple goals here. So I did look at like Tottenham over 1.5 goals, but that was still like minus 180 or something. So I'm going Tottenham -1.5. That's plus 120 odds. So just getting a little bit more money here. So
yeah, I mean, Leicester have given up the second most goals in the Premier League this season behind Bournemouth, who've given up 18. Leicester have given up 16. Mind you, Bournemouth had 9 dropped on them in a game. So like, it's like all of those came in one particular match, whereas Leicester are giving up goals pretty much every match,
no matter who they play.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder the last time Brighton even scored 5 goals. That's it was probably ages ago. I don't know. They did score.
It was back in the Graham Potter era. You know, it was that far back.
Right. That was really long ago. So I can't even remember it. So next match, I think this is the last match of the weekend. This is Sunday, and there are 2 matches Sunday. Yeah, so it's Everton home against West Ham. We got Everton plus 200 to win, West Ham plus 145 to win. Draw is plus 235. And then with the goals, you got over 2.5 goals, plus 105. Under 2.5 goals, minus 125. As we speak, West Ham are currently beating Silkeborg. They are in Denmark. As we are talking right now, they're up 3-1 in Silkeborg. So they got a short turnaround here for this match. We'll see if that affects them. I think the bigger thing in this match is Jordan Pickford is out. So it's going to be Asmir Begovic in that. I don't know how old he is. He might be 35. He might be 38. I think I wrote a note earlier this week that the Everton goalkeepers are going to be, I think, a combined 73 years old. So their combined goalkeepers probably, you know, the oldest maybe in Europe combined.
Andy Lonergan is on Everton nowadays.
He is injured though. So
I was going to say, like, I feel like he's played for everybody.
They just signed someone else, but how much do you think this Pickford being out is going to affect them, at least in this matchup?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. And, you know, this had not crossed my mind prior to me thinking about my bet for this match, but I mean, he's been a big reason that we've seen them. You know, it's been back-to-back 1-1 games against Leeds and Brentford. Prior to that, it was 1-1 against Nottingham. So 3 straight 1-1 matches here. And they played a 0-0 draw against Liverpool, in which Pickford made a couple big saves. But he's been really their player of the season so far, maybe him and Anthony Gordon. So I am a little more concerned about that right now. And, you know, given that, thinking about West Ham coming off a Thursday match in which they're away in Belgium. I guess that's not too terribly far, but they're still traveling. And then they come back and they have to face Everton, you know, 3 days later. I still think that just given the way Everton have been set up by Frank Lampard, they've been playing super defensively and like just trying to hit teams on the counter basically, and which they've been kind of successful in, or specifically Anthony Gordon has been successful at. I still think I'd like the under here, and I think I'm taking the under at -2.5 at -125. So not the best of odds, but right on that cusp of what we like. And when you look back, West Ham played Viborg in their first Europa League match. They won that one 3-0, and then they had to go 3 days later away to Aston Villa, which they're again doing here. They're traveling to Goodison Park, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're traveling to back-to-back away matches. They then played Aston Villa to a 1-0 match there. So came out and, you know, they got under that 2.5 goal. So that's a part of my theory here. And just given the way that Everton play, I think that the under 2.5 goals at -125 is going to be my bet for this one.
As we speak, they just gave up a goal to Silkeborg. It's 3-2. But it looks like they rotated a decent amount in this game, in this Europa League game. So that is something. I mean, they started 3 of their regulars on the back line, but Bowen came off the bench, Suchet came off the bench. It looks like Antonio and Fornals both not going to play. So that's something. But going back to Everton's goalkeeper situation, they signed Jakupovic as a backup. So Begovic, he started three times for him last season, and two seasons ago, he was the regular at Bournemouth. So I guess he's not that far removed from being a regular in the league. So that's at least a positive sign that he, you know, even though he's old, he actually has received some minutes lately. So it's not, you know, something to where he hasn't played in 3 years kind of a thing. But as for Pickford, he's made at least four saves in five of the six matches. So it's definitely pretty relevant. But I'm going kind of the same route as you. No on both teams to score. West Ham have, outside of Europa League, they've actually had trouble scoring this season. Maybe they're starting to figure some things out as they add some pieces. But as you said, I like the way Everton are playing defense. They're a little bit more defensive than they were last season, and that's kind of how they're going to go. I think just going forward, I think that's how Frank Lampard's going to keep this team up, because no one believes in Everton's attack. So, you know, Anthony Gordon will have his moments here and there, but I think both these teams will be fine with being just a slower match, not really up and down kind of a thing. And I think either side could be, you know, 1-0, 2-0 kind of a thing. So I'll go with another. I take this bet a lot, but knowing both teams to score, I feel like it usually, I don't want to say usually works out for me, but you know, I like it when you have like a team like Everton who, in addition to playing defensive, they don't score a ton. So you can either get them for a clean sheet or get the other team for a clean sheet. But at least for this one, both of our bets can hit. So that's at least a positive for us.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement on two of these matches, and then kind of at odds on that Nottingham Fulham match. So I guess we'll have to discuss that one a little bit next week. But yeah, definitely in agreement on this one, I think.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
All right, so it's time for the team parlay. The team parlay is having some trouble. We had a discussion a couple weeks about it. It didn't work out. It did not work. I think I want to say both of us got our picks wrong, but do you remember what your pick was?
I will in a second.
All right.
Are you pulling up our previous podcast here while we're podcasting?
Yeah, this?
Podcast jail for that.
I took no and both teams to score between Nottingham Forest and Bournemouth. Another reason why I'm upset with Nottingham Forest. You took Manchester City minus 1.5 at Aston Villa. That game was 1-1.
A draw, so we both missed on it.
Yeah, it's funny because before I remember saying I was actually looking at Aston Villa plus 1.5. Clearly, I should have stuck with it, and then you would have had to pick something else.
Yeah.
So it just didn't work. Yeah. But
our process is like, oh, hey, I think I'm going to do this for this match. And you're like, oh, I already took that one, and then you go a different one. So it's like, yeah. You would have, I'm blaming that one on our lack of hitting the parlay on you not taking Aston Villa plus 1.5.
I'll take the blame. So I like this one a little bit. But if you've listened to our show, if you watched our show at all for, I don't know, however long, we probably talk about this pretty often. But I said multiple times, I'm never going to take a corner bet again. But here I am. Here we are. I'm looking at the Newcastle game for the team parlay, and I think Newcastle are going to dominate this match. Instead of taking like Newcastle minus 1.5, because I do think like a 1-0 win is in play. I would like a Newcastle win to nil or that kind of a bet, but you know, the places we're looking, they do not include that anymore, or at least I haven't found it. So I can't take that one. So I'm going corners, Newcastle over 6.5 corners. That's minus 120. And I'm just going back to Newcastle are pretty good at home. They have that 3-3 draw against Manchester City earlier in the season. They dominated Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Forest, I don't even know if they got a shot in that match, but Newcastle had 11 corners in that match. I think it's going to be a match where Newcastle are in the front third pretty much the majority of the time. That's going to lead to corners over 6.5. I think they can hit 10 themselves. So let's go with that route. What are you taking?
Well, first of all, we're back on the corners bets, which I think we thought we swore off a long time ago.
This is hitting. This one is hitting. Okay. If this one doesn't hit, that's it. All right, that's it.
We're cut off completely. All right, well, let's hope it hits. I don't know. Adam didn't plug this, but the cheat sheet on rotowire.com is a good reference for what teams give up a lot of corners. And, that's, I think, where you're getting some of that data. But, I'm actually going to go a way different route because I swore off corners after I missed my last corner bet. But I'm going to go Brentford.
By miles.
by mere miles. It was more like leagues, 1,000 leagues under the sea. I'm going to go Brentford double chance here. This is a little bit of a risky one, but we're getting plus odds. This is, first thing I always do is check out a little double chance bet when I'm checking out some bets because – it's interesting, but we're getting Brentford at home against Arsenal. Arsenal are coming off a loss to Manchester United. I do think they've been playing great. This is not shade at Arsenal, but Brentford have played 3 matches at home so far. They've won 2, they've lost, or they've drawn 1, and they've lost none. So they've been playing well. You know how we feel about EPL teams playing at home against other teams. It's usually a pretty good bet to like think about either a draw or a win for them. They've looked decent so far. They find themselves in the top half of the table, and I think we're going to get plus odds, and we're almost close to a plus 300 bet. It would just be great if we could hit our parlay here. I will give a little caveat here that Brentford last season wasn't the best home side ever. They won 7, drew 3, and lost 9. So I'm just kind of betting on their last 3 matches at home here, and the fact that they've been actually playing pretty good both home and away. So that's where I'm going. And Arsenal, I was looking at it. Arsenal didn't play in the Europa League this week. Did their match get postponed?
Yeah, too? It did.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So they are coming off a little rest, but I still like Brentford playing at home.
Yeah, it's tricky just because Arsenal, top of the table, playing really well. But yeah, like you said, Brentford, I wonder what the numbers are if you just look at Brentford off like multiple weeks of rest or something in a home match kind of a thing. I'm like a big fan of Thomas Frank in home matches when he's just revving his team up. Like we had that 4-0 win against Manchester United. That was their home opener. Like you should have seen his quotes before that match. He was saying some crazy stuff and like he's pumping up the team, pumping up the crowd. And 2 weeks off, like these people haven't seen soccer for a couple weeks, so maybe that gives them an extra boost. It gives guys like Pontus Janssen, another couple weeks to rest up. He missed a couple games during the season. I mean, they, I mean, otherwise, they're still pretty healthy overall outside of, you know, Norgaard and Pinnock. But playing at home, yeah, I do like them. It doesn't help that Thomas Partey returned to training. We'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, they won 2-0 last season. We'll see if Brentford can ride the home crowd. But I think if we get this one, plus 275, again, I just want to read this over for the podcast people. Over 6.5 corners for Newcastle is minus 120. Brentford double chance is plus 105. That's plus 275 odds. I think if we get this, even though we'll be 2-5 in our team parlay, we'll be close to even money. So let's get it right here. This is it. This is the Kits and Wagers parlay. I feel pretty good going into the international break. I feel pretty good about it. So let's do that.
Excellent. Looking forward to seeing what happens here.
Yeah, but that's it. That's all we got. So Nottingham Forest, Fulham, Tottenham, Leicester, Everton, West Ham, and then the team parlay. Do you feel good about this show? Do you feel good about these bets? Do you feel good about your bets? How are we feeling going into the international break here?
Yeah, I think the first two bets, these first two matches, like Nottingham Fulham really wrote itself for me. I was like, all right, over 2.5. I'm just seeing how they played. That one I felt very confident in. And then Tottenham Leicester, just, you know, looking at that, how Leicester can't play soccer right now. I was like, yeah, sure. Let's take it both. You know, you could go either way, and it would still hit. Everton West Ham a little bit less confident. But, yeah, I feel a certain level of confidence this week.
What's your prediction for this Manchester City at Wolverhampton match?
Can I get if the under is okay, then I would take the under because
it's probably going to be like under 3.5 just because it's a Manchester City match.
Yeah, it's let's see, total goals. We can get that one at under 2.5 is plus 140. That would be interesting, like a Man City 2-0 type of deal.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, my article is up, rotowire.com. Check that out, betting article. So I purposely wrote about a few other matches. So they're completely different bets, but I believe, I mean, I can't even remember. I wrote this yesterday, but I believe I took Wolverhampton. I don't want to give the exact bet, but I think I put some money on Wolverhampton there. So
was it a plus 1.5 or a spread bet?
Yeah. That's... may have been it.
Yeah, Wolves plus 1.5 minus 115 is pretty attractive too. They lose by a goal and they still hit there.
Yeah, I mean we're not talking about this deep diving in this match, but Wolverhampton midfield is pretty good. They got 2 6-5 center backs, and we just saw, you know, what Dortmund did against Holland. He needed, you know, a moment of brilliance to get that goal on Wednesday. But, you know, Wolverhampton, I think they're playing pretty solid this season. I think they're going to put up a good fight, similar to what Aston Villa did a couple weeks ago. You know, busy week for Manchester City, Wolverhampton 2 weeks off. So, you know, the public will be on Manchester City just because of who they are. They're going to be betting Erling Haaland to score and all that good stuff. But I wouldn't be shocked if this was like a repeat of, you know, what happened in that Aston Villa Manchester City match. So,
yeah, cool.
Just another thought for the people. But Chris, thanks for joining me on this Thursday. Enjoy the international break. I don't know if we're going to do a future show. We'll see. Because after the international break, honestly, it's going to be, I think there's matches every midweek. It's just going to be madness. So I don't know if we want to run ourselves thin here with having a show over the break. But we'll talk about that one. So
yeah, we'll discuss.
You can find Chris at CHRON8. I am at RotoZadroik. And to get this cheat sheet or any other content at RotoWire, you can get a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/soccer trial. We'll see everyone later. We'll have some DFS shows throughout the week if that's what you're interested in. But otherwise, in terms of betting, we'll see you at another time. Thanks, Chris.
Yep, thanks, Adam.